You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I have seen the video out of Liberty. I know Dana has as well. And it is a late night pullover. The police officers pulled somebody over.
Yep. I wish we knew what for, because I do think it matters, but go ahead.
All right. So anyway, it doesn't even say in the story from Channel 5 what road they were on. It just mentions that the Liberty Police Department is reminding everybody move over and slow down when you see police on the side of the road having pulled someone over. And in this video, it looks like a relatively busy two-lane on each side parkway.
Yeah.
Almost like Shawnee Mission
Parkway. It's a parkway.
Yeah. And there are two police officers. They are getting someone out of the driver's side. And a car comes by and almost hit all three of them.
Now, I thought I saw a husband and wife. It looked like an older woman wearing her Sunday best, and she has a bonnet on, a hat.
Yeah.
Do you not see that in the photo or in the video?
Let me go back and look.
And here's why this is important. I don't know what the Mr. and the Mrs. did, but aside from aggravated kidnapping, robbery, and murder.
Oh, God.
I took away something very different from this story that Liberty Police sent out, and it wasn't move over when you're driving. Everyone's got their nose in their cell phone. My takeaway is, why the hell are they standing in traffic on the driver's side of the car? And I'm telling you, if an officer said to me, I'd probably end up arrested. I want to know from our police officers what would happen. If an officer said to me, can you step out of the car? I will step out of the car on the other side.
Yeah.
If we are on a parkway. I'm not going to stand in traffic hoping that Marge at age 73 with her nose in her cell phone is going to take us both out. No way am I getting out of the car.
At what point do they start thinking that you are evading and eluding?
Well, that's my question for officers. If we're on a highway,
yep,
or we are on a parkway, can I not exit to the next exit? Like immediately the next exit. And then move the car over. Because that time it happened to us on I-70 with the kids in the minivan, I was livid.
Then why did you pull over?
You could feel the traffic. Vroom, yep, vroom, going by us at 85 miles an hour. And I had four babies in the car under the age of six. I'm like, is this really necessary right here?
But in fairness to you, why didn't you go to the next exit?
Joe was driving.
Okay.
And I just remember panicked telling the kids, tighten your seatbelts. Because I was bracing for somebody to hit us. And we were probably going 8 miles over the speed limit. I'm not saying we shouldn't have been, but ticket me at the
exit.
8 miles? Whatever it was.
Okay. I thought it was the law that if you can get over.
Move left.
You have to get over.
It is. How are they going to catch you? So this car that almost hit them. The officer is with the man and the woman.
Right. Actually, there were three officers on the scene.
How are they going to catch the room? You're not even going to be able to see the license plate at those speeds.
And by the way, I do believe this is commonplace. So text line, correct me if I'm wrong. If you are in an unsafe area or in an area where it might not be a good idea to pull over, say 75th and Mission, don't have any experience there. And it's a high traffic day. You can turn on your hazards and turn onto a side street. You are signifying to the officer,
okay,
I see you there.
Yep.
I'm not trying to run from you. Mm-hmm. I'm just not about to stop right on 75th and Mission because we're both going to die if I do that.
Hmm.
Again, no experience.
Well, and I was in traffic, I think it was Wednesday night, where there was an officer in front of me, and he activated it was on Shawnee Mission Parkway,
okay,
of course. He activated his lights. And he was like, you know, probably four or five cars in front of me. And this guy pulled off of Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Okay.
And then pulled down that, you know, that little frontage road where McAllister's is and Long John Silver's.
Yes.
He pulled down, he turned right off of Shawnee Mission Parkway and then turned right onto that frontage road.
I don't mean to go squirrel, but have you ever seen anyone at that Long John Silver's? Because I have not.
Me.
You've gone.
Do not talk bad about Long John Silver's.
I'm not. As a child,
it's also an A&W root beer.
Fine dining in North Topeka, and we would ask for extra crispies,
mm-hmm,
which is fried lard.
Sam, go ahead.
You just asked two people who frequent Long John Silver's, mm-hmm, if they've ever been to that Long John Silver's.
I have received calls from Sam Stevie Tell me I'm telling the truth.
You are?
And he has to come in early or, you know, do the midday show or whatever. He's like, hey, man. if Sam ever starts a conversation with, hey, man.
Hey, man.
He needs me to pick him up.
Long John food, Silver's.
And usually Long John Silver's. So I'm sitting in my house. This is like 3 months ago. And I pick up the phone. I go, yeah, what's up, man? What's up, Governor? And he goes, hey, man. Are you still at home? I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'm doing the midday show. Man, picking me up some Long John Silver's? And I'm like, no, don't mind at all.
Three fillets, no sides, please.
That's exactly right.
Three fillets, no sides.
Three fish fillets, no sides.
Every time.
It's really like three pieces of fabulously fried lard. With a little bit of white meat on the inside.
Every bite you take goes straight to your ass.
And it's so good.
Oh, it's so good. You know, when we got back from a place I'm not allowed to talk about, the first restaurant my dad wanted to eat at, the first one we did.
Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's. Because they didn't have it over in Europe. 913-586-7798. The news with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.